Joining us now is Joe Cordell from Cordell and Cordell. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you all?
Pretty good. Thanks for joining us. You, of course, have focused on men in your litigation practice, helping them out in divorce cases. And you've talked about a lot of practical things. And then we see stories that gain a great deal of media attention. For example, Harold Hamm, the CEO of Continental Resources, has been ordered to pay about $1 billion to his ex-wife, the lovely Sue Ann, and she's saying, that's not enough. How can we, as ordinary folks, relate to these kind of stories? Do they make the same kind of mistakes, the ultra-rich, as everybody else might?
Well, in some respects. For example, it's interesting that in this case, Harold enters this his second marriage with a relationship that apparently existed at the conclusion of his first marriage, if his first wife is to be believed. And he does this without a prenup. So, you know, I'm sure that his expectations were much higher than things have turned out. So that's something that seems to span the financial circumstances of clients. But in this case, of course, it ends up being one of the largest divorces in the country in terms of what the assets were worth at the outset, which was around 18 plus billion, maybe even 20 billion. That's with a B. And then now, of course, we've seen the value decline. But the issue in that case, though, that makes that kind of interesting is that in Oklahoma, as well as in many other states, the way that the court determines whether money is separate or marital is whether or not it was money that was earned, of course, during the course of the marriage. So if you bought an asset before you got married, you clearly owned it before, and it simply appreciates in value, not due to your efforts or your hard work or your great skills, then that would continue to be a separate asset. Well, in this case, it's kind of odd because his company, Continental Resources, which is the, you know, virtually that entire amount is in his company, would seem to be a separate asset by that definition. Except that it turns out that he, of course, is a CEO of the company. He manages it. And many would say, gee, he's like John D. Rockefeller. He took this company and he made it worth much more. So he's in the ironic position of arguing that, gee, it was just dumb luck. And I own this asset. And, gee, I turned around one day and it was worth $17 billion. And, of course, she's saying, no. He worked every day. He was this executive. He built this company. So the increase in value is clearly marital. So that was the issue that the court was asked to decide, and they decided largely in his favor. I mean, virtually the entire company continues being his, with the exception of $1.4 billion, which is not a small number. I mean, many of us would think, gee, I could limp along on the award that his wife got. The total award she actually got was close to $1 billion. But she's not satisfied, so she's going to appeal the decision.
Now, you had mentioned a prenup, and he didn't get one with her, Sue Ann. Do you do this kind of thing, too? If someone comes to your firm before they decide to get married, do you consult them on that as well?
Yeah, we do. And you know, of course, prenups are increasingly common, and courts now are prepared to enforce them. At one time, often, they were very questionable, so clients, you know, simply felt that they would rather go bare, so to speak. But I think that now, for the most part, people realize that you know, marriage has a lot of risk associated with it, probably the riskiest business decision that people will ever make. Certainly people who are later in their careers, people who had second marriage, so they have children from separate marriages to consider. So for them, you know, it's a much graver step potentially than, say, the 20-year-olds, both of whom are broke. You know, in that scenario, often the attitude is, you know, we start out with nothing, so que sera, sera. But when you're older, you can't afford to be quite that casual about your future.
And if any of our listeners are facing that, what potentially is a devastating point in your life, a divorce, it would be to your benefit to contact Cordell and Cordell as soon as possible, and especially you men out there who are listening. And is the website the best place to find the Arizona attorneys, Joe?
Yeah, certainly Cordell, great website, dadsdivorce.com, a wonderful website, mensdivorce.com. All of those are sites where we keep a wonderful trove of information that are useful to guys in a variety of circumstances involved in divorce.
Very good. Joe Cordell, CEO of Cordell & Cordell, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you all.